This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lemonada.
Also with that fire, boy.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Add to Cart, a show about the things we buy and buy into. I am Cool Op Vilaysak.
I'm Sujin Park. Now, for this week's show, we are playing back the moments in the show where Koo and I have discovered something about ourselves and, of course, each other. And what a delightful tray of absolutely deranged moments they truly are, and chaotic.
And unhinged.
I think we added those adjectives throughout the year.
Yes, yes.
But before we get into all of it, please don't forget we have our first ever live show. We're just putting it together. It's just going to be delicious and fun. It's coming up January 21st in San Francisco at Gateway Theater, 10:30 p.m. Put it in your calendars. Tickets are available on our Instagram at AddToCartPod. The link is in the bio. You can also buy tickets at sfsketchfest.com. We can't wait to see you all there.
Now, most of these moments have been very accidental, as are most moments on our podcast, let's be honest. So producer Claire was the one who chose most of the final moments. And here, let's have Claire get on mic and tell us like what she has to say about them.
Yeah, Claire, tell us.
Okay, so these are the moments that have derailed our show plans the most and yet also made the show way better. These are the moments that signify that the show is hosted by Cool Op Vilaysak and Sujin Park and absolutely no one else. These moments are Koo and Sue outside of what they buy, I would say. And it's not necessarily them in their rawest form, but definitely them in their truest form. We have a lot of heartfelt moments that do showcase that as well. But for this episode, I wanted to leave everyone with the laughing kinds of tears. So without further ado,
Weird Sue.
There have been so many moments where I've learned something about Sujin that has left me, I don't know, exasperated, shocked, or hysterical. So we're going to start off this first section with those moments, the wonderful moments that reveal how very strange our sweet, sweet Sujin is. We start, of course, with the yerba mate.
Have I ever had a full can, uncut, of this yerba mate sparkling? No.
Have you?
No.
Never. I can't do that.
Never?
Never.
Not even now, on Christmas Day?
I don't know.
Christmas, well, maybe the holiday that President Trump gave back to us? Not even that?
Maybe this Christmas 2020, it won't be like other Christmases. I will treat myself. Oh my goodness. But I have yet to have an entire can.
Then came the time she revealed that she didn't own any sneakers or workout clothes.
I don't own one workout piece of clothing.
Wait,
you know what I mean?
What?
I don't own a sneaker. Like, I own a pair of Converse.
Hold on. Not a Lululemon.
No.
Not a Nike.
No.
Wow.
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 No. And I don't own a pair of sneakers. I mean, Converse, like I said. Converse high tops, cream. That's my jam. All right, fine. I don't have running shoes, okay? But I didn't know that revealing my choice of swimwear was going to be this controversial. I didn't know.
And I don't know why you didn't think that it was going to be.
And I'm still, like, forcing myself to imagine you in workout gear, and I cannot do it. Even, like, a paper doll, it's like the little things keep coming off, like, in my imagination. I cannot get you in a sports bra. It's crazy.
No, it really... I generally don't own bathing suits or any type of workout clothes. Like, those things, I just don't.
But you have a... What? You go to the beach.
I have a pool. And I've swam in it.
What?
In my bra and my underwear. Yep. And you know, I like a big underwear. So it's not like I'm taking my clothes off and it's like, oh, mom, inappropriate. It's fully very appropriate.
Yeah,
it's
these are lacy things.
No, these are akin to biker shorts with the highest technological thread, as you know, wick away, moisture wicking away technology. And generally my bras are of the same ilk.
Quote, big underwear, she said. Biker shorts. All this foreshadowing for the great underwear reveal with Dear Casey Wilson.
And I'm telling you, it's the smoothest thong you ever did feel.
Where are you wearing thongs to at this time in this?
Every day.
Every day?
You guys are wearing a full-bodied panty?
Yeah.
Full-bottomed?
Yeah. I got what you would probably call a biker short on at all times.
Wait, you're kidding.
It goes from under boob to just mid-thigh.
A spank?
No, doesn't have any technology in it. It's just like a cotton underwear. I like a full bottom. Is that just me?
Would you send me a link to that later down the line? I just want to see.
Oh, you're going to be horrified.
I just want to see what you're talking about. Now, I wear a full-bodied, bottomed, humongous undie for bed that, like, comes. It's so huge. It just makes me feel so thin and good. And they're nude colored. They're disgusting. And I love that for nighttime.
But it just got crazier from there.
Claire just shared that she doesn't wear underwear.
Who?
Claire.
Wait. Wait, hold on a second. Wait. Okay, hold on. Did I miss something? You don't wear underwear when you shower?
No.
You don't have underwear on right now. Wait, whoa. Are we recording? Because
yes.
I need to understand this.
Get on mic.
Get her a mic. Our producer, Claire, just shared to us.
Yes.
After our conversation, hilarious conversation about hanky pankies with Casey, that she doesn't wear any underwear ever. Yeah. Now, what the fuck? Like, when did this start?
Pandemic. Okay.
Well, this is a recent decision.
That's even better. That's even better because it's completely deranged.
And you stopped. You stopped doing it because you just were like, who cares? I'm not going anywhere.
She was uncomfortable.
Underwear? Underwear is uncomfortable? I am.
Sounds like she's going to have to process for a little bit and come back to you.
Okay. Because I'm trying to think about what, first of all, I probably change my underwear no less than 4 times a day. Four
what?
On average.
Okay, what are you talking about?
How many times do you change your underwear?
Zero.
Really?
Why? Why do you change? Our whole show plan is getting tossed out the window right now. You guys.
Why do I change my underwear 4 times?
Yes.
I mean, like 3 or 4 times. Yeah. I mean, you change your socks when you go to bed, correct?
I'm not wearing socks to bed. Are you wearing socks to bed?
I
How many times do you change your socks a day?
I change my socks at least 2, if I'm out a lot, 3 times a day. Okay. I change my sock. I like to have a clean pair of socks and a clean pair of underwear when I go to bed. When I wake up, I like to take all of that off, and I like to put my daytime socks on, new pair of underwear.
Okay.
So with more episodes came more clothing reveals from Soo-chan. She left us little breadcrumbs, including her entire sleeping outfit. The great thing about Sue is, like, we would get a little piece, and then we'd pull back a little bit to see the forest for the trees. And by the time we reached our sleep routine episode, I had to make sure all of our audience knew what she was wearing every night to bed. Little did I know the exact reasoning behind it.
There's always a reason.
I know. All right, so Soo-chan,
yeah,
talk to me about what you're wearing.
Okay.
Go through it again, because we might have new listeners. And you shan't rob them of this experience. Layer one.
Well, first, we all know we got to get in clean undies.
Absolutely.
Okay, and we got to get in clean socks. And I have experimented with many socks. You know, those fuzzy socks, you know, that people wear? That was my thing. I realized, I was like, my feet are very, they're,
oh my God. What's wrong, Soo-chan? What's wrong?
Okay.
It just hit you?
All right.
It just hit you. It hit you that this was what this episode's going to be. It struck you like a lightning bolt.
My feet, they're like, is there such a thing as a draft probe? Like a, like almost like a, almost like I picture like a metal stick that you could wave around, and it would alert you if it,
like a felt a
like
draft.
A weather vane,
felt a
like
draft.
A weather vane that spins like when a tornado like is coming. Yes, and I for some reason I think of like a Ghostbusters, you know, just like a metal wand that goes around and detects drafts. That's what my feet are.
Oh,
I have really fucking sensitive feet. Like, my feet are the ones that will tell me, ma'am, there's a draft in here. And the rest of my body will be like, no, there's no draft. We've shut down the vents. We've closed the doors, everything. And my feet will be like, nope, there's a draft. And they're never wrong.
So your feet, if I may, are like the canary in a coal mine.
That's right. So I discovered after some time, I realized that those socks, the knit's too loose. It's a loose knit. And at first, when you first get them, they're kind of tight.
Sure.
But over a few washings, that knit gets really loose.
Because this isn't for performance.
No, it's not for performance.
This is a casual fabric. It's meant to be worn leisurely.
That's right. These ladies were not made for this job. So I have discovered these hiking socks. And I buy them in bulk. And
these are from the brand Dickies.
Yeah.
The workwear brand Dickies. Or what Gwen Stefani would wear in the 90s. These are Dickies Women's Dry Tack Advanced Moisture Wicking Crew Socks.
Correct.
And Soo-chan called them hiking. They're hiking socks that she shall be wearing in bed. Something I always love is the passion in which Soo-chan approaches her dental hygiene.
Thank you so much.
Let me finish. Just kidding. No, I do. I really do. I love your passion. And then after our guest, Casey St. Onge, came on, she was the one who started it all. And what I'm talking about is Dr. Tong's glass teeth movement here on the pod.
The game changer. Okay. Listen. Shh. Babies. Shh. Quiet down now. Everybody be quiet.
Just for a little bit.
This is a game changer, okay? We have a few game changers on this podcast. This will go on that very short list.
Do you feel, because normally I know your schedule now enough.
Yes.
You're going to be wanting to do a second brush after this
podcast, do you feel like you have to do a second brush?
Listen, I always feel like I have to do a brush, okay? Now, I'm going to go in with my manual Oral-B, not Dr. Tongues, only because I'm afraid of this science. I am afraid that I will have small invisible holes in my teeth. And there's like some sort of degradation happening to the enamel of my teeth. And my dentist is going to be, what have you been doing? But I'm telling you right now, if the science is the science and it is what it is and it does what it does, this is, and I, you know what? I talked about it the other day. I was out with some friends and all I wanted to do was talk about this toothbrush. And I talked about this toothbrush to my dear friends, Evan and Lynette, who just sat there, like just so tempted to be scrolling on their phones as I was trying to tell them about my toothbrush. They just couldn't be more bored. And now I have to send them this toothbrush.
And her overall hygiene.
I do the coconut oil. I put it on my feet. And then I put a petroleum jelly-like substance. It's an unpetroleum jelly. You can pick any one you want. And what that does is it seals the moisture.
Okay.
And then I put on this gel sock over my foot.
I love when you laugh at me. And then... Wait, so I guess... I thought that the water being off, that wasn't the end of the shower.
No, it's not.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
So now I'm in a bathrobe. I got my face. I got my face tight. Uh-huh. I got my face, you know, creamy. And yeah. Now my feet are in these beautiful gel socks. But okay. I still have the conditioner in my hair. So I have one of those showers that you can remove. And I do the rinse of my hair.
The wand. You're doing a wand.
I'm doing the wand, and I do that, and then I wrap my hair.
Now I'm understanding, blowing my mind, that we're wanding at the end.
Yeah, we're wanding at the end.
We're wanding at
the end. I'm not going back in the shower, but the shower's not over. Now...
Sue, we're dried off and out of the shower now. Don't we feel...
Oh, thank God.
Fresh and clean.
Oh, thank God. Not really, but I'm glad we're out of there. Barely made it out.
Sue Chin Pak, you know, I put it on me. I put it on me. I heard you talk about the state of your desk. I saw photos.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. We shared photos of the state of your desk. Why I didn't automatically know what the state of your car would be. But you filled us in.
For 12 days minimum, I had no idea where my keys were in the car because I was starting the car. And I was like, the car's starting. I know it's in the car. But my car is a garbage can. It's a garbage can.
Okay. That it cannot help.
Knee high in trash. And when I mean trash, I mean my children's junk.
Yeah.
My thing is that I can be the knee deep trash car lady if I surround myself with people who are Saddle Brown keychain people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you allow me to be this because I know that just by proxy, I am near the Saddle Brown. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's highbrow, lowbrow fashion, which most of the people in my life are like you. And that's not a coincidence. That is by design. Because when I go on a girl's trip to Palm Springs with my two beautiful friends who are head to toe in silks and caftans and turbans, and I'm wearing Amazon Junior sweatpants that they... What is Amazon Junior? You can buy sweatpants if you're my size, okay, in the juniors department, an extra large, and it's fine. They ride up a little. But what I do is I pull up my black socks to meet and match the bottom of it. And I can dress like that because I'm surrounded by luxury. So when I go into a store, they say, oh, she's the eclectic one. She's not the trash woman. Do you know what I'm saying? Again, you guys are all my pawns, you know? So please continue to buy the Saddle Brown so that I can pawn off, sit amongst.
I mean, that was gymnastics, what you just did.
Cool. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin.
No.
He calls me Shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet. Yeah. That's
bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. Mm. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go, it feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use our promo code ADDTOCART. That's promo code ADDTOCART for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand-paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Fill in the details and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024, Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so thank goodness we are moving on from the abyss of my weirdness, my messiness. Now we move on to my favorite topic.
What's that?
Dear Coo, huh. Dear Cuckoo, Cuckoo Coo.
Present.
We have heard from listeners and past guests, you know, the people have spoken. And one of the characters on this podcast that brings such joy to us is who we're talking about next. Now, Kulop may be talking about him most likely against his will, yes.
Yeah.
And definitely against his knowledge.
Yeah. And a little against your will as well.
True, true. Yes, yeah, sometimes I go unwillingly, but I'm so glad I always go for the ride. I'm talking about Coo's dreamboat, Mr. Scott Aukerman.
Yes, Mr. Scoot. I think one of the first intros that our audience had to my sweet, sweet Scotty boy was when he induced a tantrum in me during the holidays of 2020. Well, husband tries to make it better, and that's
where he went wrong. That's where he goes wrong.
God, classic failure. Yeah. Don't do that.
I'm feeling bad. He's like, it's not that bad. I'm like, oh boy.
Stand up straight. Because I'm swinging hard. Stand up straight, my man. You're tall.
It's unwise. Well, if he's sitting down and I'm already pacing and that's what he throws at me, he's just asking for it is what I'm saying.
He says, well, it's not going to be that bad. And you...
I think I was watching all the news and reading all the news and seeing the numbers and how little hospital beds and looking at the map.
Fun.
It went from election map to COVID map, where everything save for Maine is a deep bloody red. And Chris Hayes is talking about Thanksgiving and how nobody can see each other. And I just get up and I say to Scott, and I say it like this with this energy, with balled up fists. And I say, I'm a social person and this is hard. And he goes, it's okay. That's where he went wrong. And I go, we're in the middle of it. And he goes, it's not the middle. I was like, ah! That is actually a very accurate reenactment.
Now I understand what happened after that.
Luckily, by Christmas, we'd made up, and I was ready to buy him extremely special gifts to get me through the holiday pain.
Are you familiar with the brand MeUndies? Have you heard of the
come again?
Panties MeUndies?
What is that? Underwear?
Yeah, okay. It's underwear.
Oh, wait.
And they, let me see. They have a service. Is it a service? How do you put it? It's called Match Me, okay? Uh-huh. It's where I can purchase, and I have Miss Suchin. Suchin's already laughing. I get matching underwear for me and Scott. Now, you're like, cool up. You did this last week? I sure did. Have you done it before? Yes, I have.
What's the deal? How does he feel about it?
He loves it.
And do you get it in like, what, like different colors and fabrics?
What do you need to know right now? Because I'll show you. Now, and I got it. He was uncertain about it at first, like a lot of things. Again, I've said over and over, he doesn't understand my lifestyle, but is tolerant. And the things that I do, there are many. There are many. Be it crystals, be it Christmas in summer, be it MeUndies. And the service, again, is called Match Me. It's where you match the bottom half to your better half. And, you know, obviously you're only going to do this with somebody special. And you know, what's coming is at the very end is I'm going to propose that you and I have matching underwear. So just think about it. Think about what you're going to say.
Listen, I'll wear those boxers. I love a full coverage. You know what I mean? I like my underwear to go all the way up to the base of my boobs, right down to the tops of my knees. You know what I mean?
Well, then, look, there's so many different styles, Suchin. There's so many. I mean, I'm married. Please ask me questions. I would love to ask me anything.
I have so many questions. And you do this because it makes you feel...
You know, it's just a little lift when you're like, oh my God, we didn't plan this, but we're both wearing Wonder Woman panties. Well, fun.
And now I don't want to get into the intimate details of our lives.
Let's do it.
But I can't tell you what year it was that I last saw my husband in his underwear. Are you telling me that you often see your husband
every day? And I'd like to see more of it. I love that little tuchus. I'm all hands on that deck. All hands from the moment I wake up to the moment he tries to go to bed.
What?
I am all about that ass. Suchin, are you okay? You're so far from the mic. We can't hear your silent screams. Suchin is screaming silently to the heavens.
Now, if I remember correctly, Koo, he did give you a Christmas gift that was equally as endearing and comical.
Yes, he did. We kind of said no gifts this year. And so he got me just some fun, random gifts. And the last one finally came this week.
Yes, now I remember.
It was a pair of socks. He's like, oh, this finally came. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Just nice gray socks, but on the bottom of it, yeah, embroidered in black or printed in black, is 1 foot says, "I did not fart," and the other foot says, "My butt was blowing you a kiss."
Yes, that's what I saw that. I saw you post that, and I was like, you see, they're in love. Look at this.
It is wild. Like, I've been with my husband since I'm 19 years old, and I'm 41. It's such a, yeah, this relationship, it's something that I'm the most proud of and is truly like my satellite, you know, in my space station. And like, I love him so much, but sometimes he drives me so crazy.
Scott still buys fucking CDs. Compact discs.
For whom and for
Scott?
What?
David Aukerman.
There's a device. Like, there's this, you can get CD players now. Like, is he still using a vintage CD player from?
No. What he does is he puts it in his computer and it goes into a hard drive and he has playlists, and then the CD in so many ways serves as a backup, right? And we have thousands of CDs in a storage unit, gathering what? Dust. What's really hard for me is, of course, I want to clear that out and sell it, but multiple times there has been a failure in his tech wherein he would have to put it back in all the time. Like, things have happened, disasters have happened with hard drives that necessitate his need to retain these devices and CDs. And so just to talk about some that have come in so far, so we can really talk about it, which is, one is The Experiment by Mandy Patinkin.
What is this?
You know, the Broadway star, star of Homeland, Mandy Patinkin. Who doesn't love Mandy Patinkin? I sure do. Scott was like, "Hey, oh yeah, I heard a song by Mandy Patinkin. Oh yeah, I don't have all of his oeuvre." And so that's where he goes to Amazon.
This is Mandy Patinkin is a musical. Like, it's
no,
a music,
it's his CD.
CD.
It's his, I think, original music.
Of what? Of like monologues or music?
It's not my CD, Suchin.
Wait, hold on.
I didn't buy it.
Wait, track one, As Time Goes By. Track two, I'm Old Fashioned.
Oh my God.
The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Scott has a body pillow that, you know, exclusive to our listeners, I call his binky. He doesn't call it that.
I'm sorry. You reveal so much good Scott shit on this show.
You're familiar with the Crocs, right? Those shoes? Crocs.
Yes, I am familiar with those things.
They're ugly. Is that, do you
agree?
They're
disgusting. Yeah. They're disgusting. I mean, I don't, a rounded toe is really hard for me to accept.
Mm.
So Croc is an exaggerated rounded
That's
toe,
right. Mm-hmm.
And I cannot abide.
He has purchased Crocs for himself. He did it to...
Unsupervised.
Unsupervised. He's a man of many podcasts. One of his podcasts is Threedom with Lauren Lapkus and Paul F. Tompkins. And I guess they all decided to buy Crocs together. And you go, oh, okay, that's fun. I believe he's the only one who wears them all the time. And he got some...
I guess they're comfortable.
Yeah,
are they comfortable?
They're comfortable.
That has to be why.
They're comfortable, yeah. Sure. And they're warm because he got ones that have... there's some warmth inside of it. Some sort of... It's not plastic on the inside. It's got some sort of lining. So he loves it.
Oh my God,
it.
He has lined Crocs?
He has lined Crocs. Lined black Crocs. So Crocs, they have charms, which I didn't know till this year, that you put in the holes, Suchin. And those charms are called gibbets. And so over the holidays, what I put upon myself was to buy little charms and
Wait,
then become
I gotta see this.
The charm fairy that would just put it in his Crocs and he would awaken to.
Oh, my goodness.
Various charms. The first one I got for him was a sushi roll.
And they're like $7. By the way, really cute. Wait a minute. I'm into this. I thought those holes were for some like sanitary reason, like to help
or ventilation, and they may be, but
we're plugging them up.
Plugging them up.
Well, this is cute.
It's how I am accepting his life choice.
All right, wait. I just have to interrupt here for a moment. We were just talking about earlier in the show how you think what I sleep in is insane.
Deranged, but, unhinged. Go ahead.
But when you revealed to me what you slept in, I still can't get over the visual. I've seen this Eberge. Is it like that cotton that's like so soft,
yes,
and it's like almost jersey?
That's 100% right.
Oh my goodness. And you like a short. Your knees are out.
Knees are out.
Everything's out.
Everything's out. And if not the short set, it's going to be like almost like a, you know, a cotton mini dress.
Ooh.
I'm not covering the legs unless it's the winter.
This is going to get ooh la la is right.
You're already sweaty and I can tell.
Okay.
So speaking of sweating.
Yes.
I want the temperature in our room to be like 75. Okay. I want it there.
Like a refrigerator.
Okay. But my husband needs a cooler.
Oh.
Because he runs hot when he sleeps.
Yeah. Well, he's a very tall, tall gentleman.
He's 6'2". He sets the Nest to heat at 67 and cool at 71. It's very cold. And he does run hot.
Well, especially next to a cotton mini.
And, you know, Scott's very private. You know, he's not talking about our sex life.
Is it? I missed that on his last four podcasts. I really
like,
did.
In our podcast, Suchin doesn't talk about my sex life. I talk about my sex life. That's our balance on Add to Cart. And just to throw in that Scott never talks about our sex life. And he's the other person I'm having sex with. I'm having sex with myself, and I'm having sex with Scott. I digress. Where am I going? Okay, so Scott.
Scott. Oh, my God. He went from martyr to, like, I don't know what, you know, in a flash of a moment. Anyway, we hold multitudes, as my friend Kulop once told me. We hold multitudes. And truly, Koo leaves no stone unturned. She lays it all bare here before us lucky carters.
Well, another item that I've added to cart is the pillow. That's spelled.
I have that.
Yes.
I have that.
You have
it. I have that too.
It's a P-I-L-L-O, the pillow. And the subtitle is Pillow for Sex. And Suchin, it has spiced up my love life.
Oh!
He's gonna be so mad.
He
doesn't know. He doesn't know. You're if I'm talking so about much. Him. I'm not saying names. He that shall not be named really gave it to me on that pillow.
As parents and aunties, you know we love giving gifts that encourage kids to get creative and explore. That's why we love KiwiCo the best. It's a monthly delivery service that brings an explosion of creativity and discovery right to your doorstep. Each box is filled with hands-on projects in science, technology, or art, and our family has loved every single one they've sent for our kids. Give the gift of discovery with KiwiCo. Get your first month free for any crate line at kiwico.com/add to cart. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/add to cart.
Did you know daily disturbances like poor diet, stress, travel, the use of certain medications, and plenty of other factors can throw off your gut microbiome? Enter Ritual. They created a 3-in-1 supplement called Symbiotic Plus, including clinically studied prebiotics, postbiotics, and a postbiotic to support gastrointestinal relief. You may have heard of probiotics, but you also need prebiotics and postbiotics, which provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. Symbiotic Plus is a minty, delayed-release capsule brilliantly designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract. Plus, there's no refrigeration needed. I have made Ritual Symbiotic Plus an essential part of my everyday routine. Every morning, I take it, and I just feel so much better knowing I'm supporting my overall gut health. There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/add to cart. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/add to cart for 25% off.
I don't know about you guys, but man, as soon as spring gets sprung, the busy season begins for me. And I feel like 80% of my brain power is just circling the drain of what am I making for lunch or for dinner, or what about a healthy snack that won't crash me? So when I got my box of Factor goodies, it was like stepping into a time machine and getting all those hours back. You've probably seen them all over your feeds, but it is true. They have savory, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals that are ready in just 2 minutes. Zero prep, zero cleanup, a few deep breaths, and voila, gourmet meal done. So you choose from a weekly menu of 35 delectable options. Let's say you're being calorie smart, no problem. Keto, protein plus, or vegan and veggie, they've got you covered. Plus, they offer over 60 add-ons to pick from each week, including breakfast on the go, lunches, snacks, and beverages, ensuring you stay energized and satisfied all day long. Their meals feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. It's high-end dining without the effort or price tag. Yesterday for lunch, I heated up their chicken thighs with wild rice and green beans. Oh, so tender, so delicious. Plus, I've started off the mornings with one of their wellness shots, baby. Ginger, turmeric, lemon. I feel superhuman with this Factor regimen I'm on. Head to factormeals.com/addtocart50 and use code ADDTOCART50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code ADDTOCART50 at factormeals.com/addtocart50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Now, even before we started on this journey, I've been pretty comfortable talking about sex and, well, frankly, making lots of dirty jokes. And I am proud to say that Soo Jin Park has taken quite a liking to such debauchery.
We've talked about glass teeth.
From Casey St. Ange, yes.
You know, what do we mean by that texture? We mean that it's smooth, that it's porcelain-like. There's a finish to it that is durable, yet also
strong.
Delicate.
Mm.
Okay, glass teeth, all right?
Well, let's break it up. I don't think anyone wants to hear that their teeth are delicate.
Well, sure. Delicate, not in strength, but perhaps in texture. You know, just in that finish.
Refined,
thank you. Mm-hmm. That's really what I'm looking for. That smooth.
Brand new.
Squirt in the end, you know, just.
You have become so disgusting because of my influence. And it's a joy to watch and to experience. What I really am liking it, it's not just with words, but it's gestures, which our listeners are really missing out.
I'm trying new things out, and I'm having a lot of fun.
Good!
Yay! It really
it's all I want.
It's just this time with you, 2 hours a week. I put my fun cape on. You know, I just tie it around.
You let your hair down.
I tie it around my top button. And I say, have fun.
Okay? Yes.
Remember to have fun. But I want to say, let's not forget, it was not always this way.
Oh, I know. I want to first talk about the arousal serum, Soo Jin.
Oh, let's. Soo Jin. Do it now while I'm only at half capacity. so I can't fight back. You don't even have to hold me down. You can just spray this all over me. What is it?
Well, Soochin, it's a 1 ounce bottle. It's $30. It is a pH balance formula, natural ingredients. You love natural ingredients, and it awakens your clitoris.
All right, that's enough.
A warm tingle.
Stop. You stop.
A warm tingle. And I can attest, it is a warm tingle, Soochin.
By the way, Georgia, or I don't know which one it is of you, Molly, which one of your babies is either attesting or protesting? I'm not sure.
Soochin, one pump heightens awareness. It stirs the nerve endings. To what end, Soochin?
And why?
To increase pleasure.
I think it's plaisir.
Plaisir. Soochin, this is a bot. Soochin, we gotta be serious. Big girl pants now. It's good. It's
okay. Okay.
I've done it without my partner. I've done it with my partner. And guys,
okay.
I give it all my fingers. Soochin. Soochin, come back. Where are you? Soochin.
Oh my God, it's so hot. I'm in my fever cycle. You guys, stop. Okay. Okay. All right. I can. I got my big girl pads on.
You know, I don't have to just be talking about serums, okay? Mm-hmm. I could be talking about Mother's Day.
I mean, this is just so wrong.
You don't like how I say mommy, but do you like how I say daddy? Ew. I want to give a kiss for daddy.
Stop. We're not even talking about that.
Now, Soochin, I know what you're wondering. What, Cuckoo, what are you getting your mommy? Is that what you were thinking, Soochin?
Well, how did you say at the top?
Mummies.
I can't do that. That's so gross. I don't know why.
Why? You're a mummy.
I hate that. Okay, what are you getting your mother?
Oh, yes, my mummy. The thing is, Soochin, we spend a lot of time together, 2 hours once a week, you know? I'm wearing a lot of socks, and now you're getting into the fun. It is the thickest herringbone chain I have ever seen.
Which is why you needed two.
That's right. And when I say thick, THICC, all caps. Soochin, where'd you go? I can't see you, Soochin. You disappeared.
Here. I'm here, but I'm scared.
Thick.
Okay. Oh, is it Mahandra, Polska, Kielbasa?
Kielbasa. They thick. Meaty. Okay. Gourmet.
Juicy. Okay, juicy. We can do this all day long. But the fact of the matter
stuffed,
is...
cased meats. Oh, Soochin, I'm so sorry. The fact of the matter is what?
The fact of the matter is we're talking about necklaces.
Oh, sorry. That's right.
And that's just the vibe. And from that point on, I figured, you know, why hold anything back? It just is more work for me. You know, I should just give in.
Viva la revolución! That was horrible. I couldn't even say it right.
How many syllables?
I added so many syllables.
But in the morning or maybe around lunchtime, you just want a quickie. And this is what you want. You want an Oral-B cross-action all-in-one manual toothbrush.
This is Soochin's afternoon delight when you just want a quickie.
Truly, after I brush with this thing, I am ready to go. You know how much I love to sit in my sauna.
Yes,
just did that before I sat down with you here today. And man, I'm going to get into this Kaya jungle firming oil. That's what it says. I'm going to oil my jungle in there.
Tip to tail. That's Add to Cart's promise to you.
From tit to tail. From tongue to bung.
Oh my God. Okay, that is because you've been spending too much time with me. And I will own that. And I know that's why.
I know, oh that's why. And I'm a little disturbed, but I'm also like really proud.
Oh my God, cool. I learn from the best. You know what I mean? I like to take master classes.
It is the Serene Clean Chemistry AHA Serum Deodorant. Serum for the pits, Sue. You love a serum.
Oh, you squeeze it.
It's just like a roll. It's just a roller.
Yeah.
It's just a roller.
But you pinch from the bottom.
You don't even need to pinch. It's just ready to go, just like me. Ready to go. Moist.
Now, how did you hear about this? I tried to move it along. Okay? I tried, but these two fools. These two, you can't. Did you see I tried? You tossed that ball and I dodged it and I tried to move us forward.
I know, but some balls are sticky
and wet.
You see? You guys see? This is what happens.
But oh, how the roads go two ways. What I realize now is that I ran through that battery of things that I do, but I'm making sure that the stuff is soaking into my skin. So by the end of it, by the time I've put that last step in, it's not that I'm goopy at all. It's already pretty much just seeped in. So do not worry. I shan't be dripping upon my sheets.
Not from the top. Sorry. I just keep picturing you in that mini dress.
Well, I don't... If I'm
no cool up, please be appropriate.
That's Scott talking to you, by the way. You're channeling Scott.
Please be appropriate.
Okay. We're gonna get back. We're gonna
all I want to say is okay. Got it. Yeah, you're right. Sujin, you're right. You're right, and you're being a good friend, and I appreciate it.
I know, because I opened the door and I said no, bad friend. Good friend, closed door. Door is closed. Well, that's it for this show. My goodness, reliving that was delightful and frightening. You know?
I'm rocked.
Isn't it both? We want to say, of course, you guys, add to cart our live show. You can see all these moments play out right in front of you at the SF Sketchfest, January 21st at 10:30 p.m., Gateway Theater. The tickets are on sale now. You can go to the link in our bio at @ToCartPod or go to @sfsketchfest.com for all the tickets.
Now, Sue, true or false, you will be doing a live demo of your sleepwear.
True. Sure. Sleepwear, maybe even perhaps swimwear, because sometimes they're the same thing. We love you all.
We love you all. Have a safe and happy new year. And leave us a voicemail of your favorite add to cart moments at 833-453-6662.
Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones. Our mix is by Ivan Kurev and Veronica Rodriguez.
The music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It and Oh So Familiar, with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vlysak, Sujin Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at @AddToCartPod. Also, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people, and we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us on Archetypes, a dynamic podcast hosted by Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, as she digs into the labels that try to hold women back In each intimate and candid conversation, Megan is joined by guests like Serena Williams, Mariah Carey, Paris Hilton, Issa Rae, and Trevor Noah as they delve into the roots of countless common descriptors of women, like diva, crazy, dumb blonde, and the B word, and redefine and reclaim each identity along the way. The complete season of Archetypes is out now. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.